proclamation number 6991 dated the December 11th, 1957. Free will caused the apostasy. Deification. Only perfection came forth from me. For profound love and supreme wisdom created everything and nothing was impossible for my power. Hence I was also able to externalize beings of supreme perfection which, as my images, were very pleasing to me. They were created as miniatures of myself and it made me extremely happy to allow these creations of mine to create and work in an abundance of light and strength in order to also bestow upon them the same pleasure of finding happiness in their created works. All beings were therefore permeated by the necessary creative strength which enabled them to be likewise creatively active. However, they were more or less only the implementers of my will, since with the strength of love flowing to them the beings were also embodied by my will, thus they would only ever have remained my creatures had I not externalized them as completely free beings, with free will, which they were able to display in any direction. Only this made them supremely perfect, but it also enabled them to lose their perfection. As long as they were governed by my will they would never have lost their state of perfection. Free will, however, provided them with this opportunity, just as, on the other hand, it also enabled the complete deification of the created beings, so that they, like children, were able to partake in my activity in creating of their own free will and yet with me and in absolute accord with my will. Then the highest goal will have been reached which I had intended when I created beings in my love and my power. For then the being can no longer lose its perfection and can be described as infinitely happy. But it would have been possible for every being, as there was no reason to turn away from me when it was able to make use of its free will. It was perfect and only needed to use its will to remain in this perfection. The explanation that it became imperfect and fell was due to its awareness of strength and light, for it wanted to prove that it was full of light and strength. And thus it misjudged my love, which bestowed everything entirely selflessly upon the being in order to make it happy. Just a single arrogant thought was enough to cloud the light of realization and this was followed by increasingly more wrong thoughts, which turned its will in the wrong direction because it was free. It is difficult to make you humans understand how it is possible for a perfect being to fall in the first place, because perfection always signifies light as well, i.e., complete realization. But precisely the awareness of its abundant strength made the being consider the strength within itself more than the light, and the abundance of strength made it easy for it to become arrogant, which instantly clouded the light. Like myself, the being was constantly able to externalize new creations and it began to displace me, the primary source of strength. It no longer wanted to acknowledge its relationship of dependency on me and once it had embraced this thought it also lost track of the dreadful consequences resulting from its direction of will. However, a free being externalized by me must also have the freedom to be able to change its nature, for perfections should not denote a state of compulsion for the being, otherwise it truly couldn't be called to be in my image. But the being will indeed always keep this freedom of self-transformation. Consequently, from its freely chosen and created state of imperfection it can also attain supreme perfection again and thereby reach my intended goal that it becomes and remains my child. I would never have been able to create such children for myself because the divine characteristic of free will has to become active by itself. So that the living creation in its perfection as granted by me was able to want to remain in it voluntarily or, if it failed this test of will, had to acquire the degree of perfection again which it once forfeited of its own free will. Anyone who can grasp this enigma will also understand my eternal plan of salvation, and he will know that only infinite love and wisdom was able to devise such a plan, because I want to prepare a fate for my created beings which signifies supreme happiness forever. And my love, wisdom and might will pursue this goal until it is reached, until all spiritual beings having emerged from me come create and work by my side in supreme beatitude, as intended by my plan of eternity. Amen.